I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. As you heard from us, and perhaps just from every other media outlet in the past day or so, Kim Jong-il is missing. At least the dear leader of North Korea missed yesterday's public celebration of the 60th anniversary of the founding of his nation. His non-appearance at an event, an important one such as the big military parade in Pyongyang, set off feverish speculation, everything from illness to incapacitation, even to death. The World's Matthew Bell brings us up to date on those rumors.
After his no-show at yesterday's parade, South Korea's intelligence agency gave some weight to the rumors that Kim Jong-il is suffering from poor health. Agents told South Korean politicians today that Kim had a stroke. They didn't say when, but they did say Kim remains conscious and capable of running North Korea.
Kim Jong-il 위원장이 구구절 행사에 참석하지 않았다는 것은
South Korea's Minister of Unification, Kim Ha-jung, said he's taking the news seriously. Unnamed U.S. intelligence officials have also told news agencies that they believe Kim Jong-il is suffering from health problems. Reliable information about anything in North Korea is difficult to obtain, and details about the country's supreme leader are even more scarce. American intelligence officials have described North Korea as an intelligence black hole. Meanwhile, North Korean sources are denying everything. Song Il-ho is a North Korean diplomat in Japan. Western media have reported falsehoods before, he said. Such reports are worthless, and they amount to a conspiracy to shape public opinion about something that's not true. True or not, Kim's health is a concern for the Bush administration. It's trying to complete a nuclear disarmament deal with North Korea before President Bush leaves office. Those talks are stalled again. And here's the real catch. Kim Jong-il is thought to be the sole authority on just about anything that matters in North Korea. But no one seems to know what happens if Kim can no longer rule the country for reasons of poor health or anything else. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.